If President Trump has taught us anything, it's that the way you communicate your political beliefs matter more than ever. The McLean County Republican Party will need a communicator-in-chief, too. The party is facing a tough election year with energized Democrats and Libertarian candidates looking to unseat Republican incumbents. Party Chairman Chuck Erickson announced last week he's stepping down in April. The party's former vice chair, Connie Beard, says she wants to succeed him. GLT's Ryan Denham talks with Beard about her approach to the Republican message and the direction she hopes to take the party.
I want to be of service. I have always desired to serve wherever the door is open for me to step in. And with our current chairman, Chuck Erickson, deciding not to bid for an election, re-election in the April convention, obviously there was going to be a need for someone to step up. And my involvement over the years with our local Republican Party has been an enjoyment for me, has been rewarding on many levels. And I do believe that there are some contributions I can make for our county Republicans in the next 2 years or however long they deem me suited to serve as county chair.
There's a narrative building that 2018 might not be a great year for Republicans locally for a bunch of reasons that we'll get into. Did that give you any pause about going for this?
Actually, I like a challenge. I have a little bit of a competitive nature in me. And to have a task that deems to be difficult is what causes me to step up and say, well, let's find out how we can overcome that. I think there are a lot of steps that we can take to push back what we as Republicans view as a Democratic battle forming and be able to explain our principles and our views in a way that might push back a little bit of that. So I'm saying, let's go for it.
Any party is shaped, even in small ways, by its leader, right? John Parrott preceded Chuck Erickson as party chair, and Chuck has had that job since 2014. So what direction would you take the party?
I think one of my strong suits is that of being a communicator. I have often felt that communication is often the first thing that breaks down in a group and in a community. If people are not sharing their thoughts and ideas in respectful, civil manner, then no one's gaining anything. And to be able to have exchanges of ideas is the vital part to helping a community discover who they are and what they need to do. And I love people. I love to look and find the strengths and talents that somebody has and find out how they can start magnifying those talents and applying those talents in whatever settings that they're needed. So that combination of searching for people's and that have the talent and the skill that can contribute to the Republican Party and then in turn taking those the principles of the Republican Party and sharing them with community in a way that garners respect, in a way that garners education and moving forward, I relish that. That's what I would hope we can achieve moving forward.
And you said you want to do more to promote the Republican Party principles through through public forums or multimedia. Mm-hmm. So what do you have in mind exactly?
Well, rather than having a defined list of what those things could be, my first thought is to tap into the creativity and brainstorming powers that people have to think outside of the box. I truly believe that a lot of people would be surprised that they may very well have far more conservative principles than they realize because they've allowed the public media to paint this image of what a conservative philosophy or the conservative principles are, and they're buying into that. And that's not necessarily the true definition of what conservative principles are. So let's have some good discussions over in a safe environment where we can exchange ideas and help form a cohesive approach to solving our community problems. We've got problems in the community that need to be addressed.
And speaking of those community problems, you said in your statement announcing your candidacy that one thing you want to focus on is local municipal governing bodies and trying to tie the Republican principles to actual local governments. What shape could that take? Could the party get more involved in city councils, county board, other places?
Well, I think it's as much as having our spotlight put onto different actions, different decisions, different elements of our municipalities, and saying, are these decisions that are being made, are they truly matching up to what conservative Republican principles would say they are? It's not, and acknowledging that there are so many elements that come into play. There's not, you can't be a hard and fast, you know, it's not always black and white. It really isn't. But sometimes it is black and white. Sometimes it is. Is this a principle that's really going to be beneficial to the taxpayer, to the families of our community? Does that decision line up with that principle? And challenge our governing elected officials to face up to what they have done, to acknowledge what is right and for the people. And I'm talking about in a broad sense. It's easy kind of to develop a plan or a policy that suits a small segment of our society. But what is it, the overall benefit to the whole community? That sometimes I think it's overlooked because a small vocal group can push forward something to take place in our community, and it's not beneficial to the community at large.
This is GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm here with Connie Beard, who's hoping to become the next chair of the McLean County Republican Party. Connie, you're not challenging Chuck Erickson. He's stepping down after a couple of terms as chair. He plans to stay involved with the party in addition to serving as a county board member and his day job as an attorney. So what did you think of his tenure as party chairman?
Oh, I thought he accomplished amazing things for our party. I thought the improvement in communications with our multimedia, the Facebook, the website, our ability to have a communication system in place for Republican members of the executive committee, the fundraising that he was able to accomplish for our candidates so that we could support them and encourage our Republican candidates. That was just the icing on the cake. I think he did a marvelous job. I see what he did as placing some good building blocks in place, just as John Parrott before him placed good building blocks in place. I'm hoping to come along and just keep adding to that, to take us to the level where the current circumstances demand that we be involved and we be engaged in our community.
It's Connie Beard, who's hoping to become the next chair of the McLean County Republican Party. I'm Ryan Denham.
Find more election coverage at our website, WGLT.org, and our new Facebook group. Just search for Election 2018 in McLean County. The primary election is March 20th. You're listening to Sound Ideas.